Welcome to the Political Cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the second hour of tonight's live broadcast of the Political Cesspool radio program. I'm your host, James Edwards. It's Saturday evening, September 15th. We are live tonight from our flagship radio station in Memphis, Tennessee. Also going out to the AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network and simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org to a worldwide audience around the country and around the world. I tell you, how do you follow up having a United States congressman on the show? How do you follow up having one of the most famous sheriffs in America on? How do you follow up having a Grammy Award-winning singer on and a former DEA agent who infiltrated Pablo Escobar's cartel, whose life story is being made into a movie? How do you follow that up? Well, you have on an actor who appeared in some of the biggest blockbuster action movies of the 80s, a man who starred and worked with such Hollywood heavyweights as Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sylvester Stallone. Of course, ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about my good friend and yours, Sonny Landham. You saw him in Predator, 48 Hours with Nick Nolte and Eddie Murphy. If it was an action movie in the 80s, Sonny was in it. And if he wasn't, he should have been. A very good friend of mine. Sonny, welcome back to the Political Cesspool, my friend.
Thank you, James. How are you doing, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm doing good. We're riding a crest right now. The only way I could see it continuing is if we had you back on the show. Of course, you have been appearing with us since our very inception, having come down here for our official kickoff party in 2004. You've been appearing ever since. I vividly remember going to a casino with you and shutting the lights out at the craps table, going to your wedding. My wife and I went to see your wedding to your beautiful bride, Jessica, a few years ago in Kentucky. So our friendship spans nearly a decade now. And you were last with us back on New Year's Eve. And then the first week of January, we had you on for a back-to-back appearance, 2 weeks in a row. And so you're back with us tonight. And I know, Sonny, the first thing you wanted to do this evening was to have a moment of respect for the slain ambassador and his family.
Well, the ambassador and the other three embassy workers that were killed along with him, and we send our condolences to the family, and it's something that should never have happened. And we have, like you say, an empty suit, an empty chair in the White House. Hussein Obami is the cause of the deaths. He's the cause of our foreign policy. He's the cause of our economic problems. And I'm going to tell you, when Clint Eastwood put up the empty chair, that's what he is.
Well, that's Sonny, that's actually what gave me the vision to have you back on. Of course, you're always welcome here. Every time you come on the show, and it's been more times than I can remember now, dating back again.
No, I'm saying when you saw the empty chair, you thought of me.
No, when I saw Clint Eastwood, I thought of you. That's more like it. But
oh, thank you. That's a compliment. No, seriously, Jim, I appreciate that, and I appreciate the opportunity to be on the show. And oh, by the way, what is it that our good friends down at the Southern Poverty Law Center decide to I want to be called now. They sent you an email.
Oh, that's right. I'm glad you mentioned that. Sonny Landham, like yours truly, has been attacked for either hosting or appearing on this show, depending on which one of us you're talking about. But yes, the Southern Poverty Law Center, we described the left as lunatics. And I got an email back a couple of days ago, a very bizarre email from Janet Smith, who is a staff member of the Southern Poverty Law Center. She is one of their researchers and one of their contributors to their articles. And she said, this is her email. It's from janet.smith@splcenter.org, sent to james@thepoliticalcesspool.org. That would be me. Wednesday, September 12th at 1:47 p.m. Central Time. She writes this. And I'm going to read it verbatim, folks, and it doesn't make any sense, so don't think that I'm loopy here, but this is what it reads. New one to add to. Left-wing commie homo Jew and lily-livered limp-wristed leftist lemmings. Again, good readers, that is verbatim. That's apparently, and that's the entire email, nothing more, nothing less. We referred to the left as leftist lunatics. Apparently, she was suggesting that we refer to them as left-wing commie homo Jew and lily-livered limp-wristed leftist lemmings. So, I don't know, Sonny. Make sense of that if you can.
I wonder which one she is. But I mean, here's the thing that I don't appreciate. Why did she include homosexuals when the Log Cabin Club is a Republican organization? And why did she include Jews when the Republicans are the ones that support Israel and Netanyahu?
Well, listen, again, if there was sense to be made of it, I would have done so already. I can't get to the bottom of it. All I can say is how utterly unprofessional it is. You know, the Southern Poverty Law Center has been attacking me and this show for nearly a decade now. They've attacked you, and never once have they attempted to engage with me a dialogue. And then all of a sudden, after 8 years, I get this random email, and that's all it said. I mean, that was it. Nothing more, nothing less. That was it. And I'll read it again. New one to add to left-wing commie homo Jew lily-livered leftist lemming. All I can say is that, you know, that's what they want to be called rather than leftist lunatics. But for the record, we are still conservative Christians here on this show, and not the things that they have called us, by the way. But anyway, Sonny, that was, I don't know, my friend, neither here nor there, but I will tell you this.
They are not, that organization is nothing but a self-righteous bigots.
Amen. Absolutely. And they are race hustlers, and they are professional fundraisers. They are dishonest. They are liars. They're anti-Christian. They're anti-American. And I am glad to be on their hate watch list. I am glad to be on the list of people they have identified as an enemy. I want to be an enemy of an organization that stands for what they stand for. And, Sonny, I know you are happy to be on there as well, because certainly, as I said, you have been targeted by them, too.
I was so happy when they put me on the bigot list, because I went up 8 points in the polls when their article came out calling me a bigot, and I wrote them and thanked them and told them that anytime they wanted an interview, I would give it to them. And they took the article off the Internet and have never talked to me since or contacted me since.
I remember that as plain as day. And I will remind people, you know, well, I'll remind them when we come back from this break, because we're coming up to a commercial. But folks, we've got the entire hour with Sonny Landham. We're going to cover the Republican and Democratic conventions, Romney versus Obama in general, and much, much more. You're not going to want to miss it. I can't wait. I'm very excited. Stay tuned.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. Warriors, you are not alone. There are pockets of resistance all around the planet. We are at the brink. Read about it in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign is a monthly 24-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about life during wartime in the age of Obama. Warriors, keep to date every month. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. Available at newsstands everywhere. This alert is for all you boppers out there in the big city, all you street people with an ear for the action. This is Mercy. If you're listening to this message, warriors, you are the resistance. This is Mercy. Mine will be the last voice you will ever hear. Don't be alarmed.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
When the truth is found to be... Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We have with us for the full hour my very good friend Sonny Landham, movie star. You know, there is no bigger science fiction franchise than Predator. And it all started with Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sonny Landham, Jesse Ventura, Carl Weathers, directed by John McTiernan. And, you know, we talked to Sonny on New Year's Eve about his years in Hollywood. And if you missed that show, go back and check it.
Go upstairs, hon.
Go back and check it in the broadcast archives. I have hanging now, Sonny, in our studio here at WLRM Radio, a picture of me, you, my wife, and yours at your wedding. Great to have you back on the show. I know we're going to have a lot of fun over the course of this hour. And I would say to the people that remember you in Predator, when you were on the bridge in that climatic scene, cutting your chest with that knife, you weren't getting ready for the alien. You were getting ready for a debate with a liberal. Am I right?
That's right. That's right. You know, here's my blood. You want it? Come get it. I'll tell you something, Jim. You want to start with the Republican campaign?
Yeah, let's get down with it. I got a lot of stuff we got to cover. Thankfully, we have you for the full hour, so we should be able to get to it all. As I said, when you look at the conventions, we'll start with the Republicans and then go to the Democrats. Give us your overall perspective in general, and then we'll get into the opinions that were made by the actors there. I mean, it seemed as though Hollywood was front and center at the conventions. Clint Eastwood at the Republicans, and then, you know, it was interesting that the Republicans had what you would identify with as a man's man, Clint Eastwood, whereas the Democrats pulled out and trotted out feminists like Jessica Alba, Eva Longoria, Scarlett Johansson. Overall perspective, Sonny, of the conventions and then the actors that spoke there and what they had to say.
First off, you know, we ought to tell the audience that I was not from Mitt Romney.
Right.
And, you know, this is a man who is, he's like Brown in Massachusetts.
Right.
Brown looks like a conservative running against Elizabeth Warren. But he's not going to vote the conservative line. I am not a Republican. I am a conservative. Now, Newt Gingrich was the man who was best able to debate Barack Obama. My candidate and from the start was Michelle Obama. Michelle Bachmann.
Right.
And I thought that she had the potential to. She was the conservative. She was an original Tea Party person with, Sarah Palin, and that she could have stepped in and she could have run a real campaign. Gingrich, Bachmann, why can't I think of his name? The man running against from Pennsylvania.
You're stumping me here.
Who ran for president out of Pennsylvania?
Rick Santorum.
Thank you. And then, we had a lot of good candidates up there, and the 999 man.
Herman Cain.
Thank you. Colonel Adam West out of Florida. These are people who will get up and speak their mind. Romney is the Harvard graduate. He's everything is very calm. This is what he says. He's very he's not one of these people that can get out and play politics dirty. You and I come from the South, where they're colorful. You had the Huey Longs, you had the Talmadges, you had George Wallace. These are three of the people that were really Bilbo out of Mississippi, big Jim Thompson out of Alabama. These were people who really knew how to get up there and take it to them. And they would call a spade a spade. When they get around Obama, they are afraid to call him a liar. The Obama thing is all of these people cleared their throats and made themselves liberal because called themselves liberal and non-racist because they went out and voted for Obama. And they turned around, and Obama, comes out and plays this race card. You don't like what I'm doing? You're a racist.
Right.
You don't want to vote for me? You're a racist. This is bull crap. He should understand. We hired him because he was black. We're going to fire him because he's useless.
Amen.
And Romney should get up there and talk about he's a Muslim. Reverend Wright was a Muslim. They're locked with Farrakhan. He has had the Muslim Brotherhood to the White House, and he's giving money to the Muslim Brotherhood. This is your money and my money. And this is a man that should never have been president. He's an ideologue, and Michelle, to me, she's first ghetto broad, and all she can think of is that they put me down all my life. She's had a lot, and thanks to affirmative action, you got into school. And while you're talking about getting into school, what about Barack Obama, smartest man we ever had for president? He is. Well, where are his transcripts? If I was the smartest man in the United States, I'd have my transcripts. I'd have my grades out there showing.
Right.
If I had a 4.0 all the way through college and all the way through my master's degree and all the way, which I don't have, and all the way through my PhD, which I don't have, but a 4.0 average, what would I do? Then I would show that to everybody. The ones that don't show are the failures. You know, those that didn't do hide. Those that have done don't mind it being exposed. And you know, what we had with the Republican convention is that we're playing the Democrat game or the Obama game. We're trying to Mitt Romney is not a bad guy. Mitt Romney didn't do anything wrong at Bain Capital. He didn't do, but they put up this thing that Mitt Romney, you know, killed this man's wife
right.
with cancer.
Right.
It's a lie. It's
true.
A lie.
True.
Mitt Romney never knew the people. They kept the plant open for a long time before it was shut down. And then his wife still had insurance after he lost his job. Now, you know, life is equal. Everyone is basically without mental disabilities or deformities are created equal. The opportunity is out there for people in life. But there's no way that we're supposed to take people from cradle to tomb.
Sonny, hang on right there, buddy. I've got to respond to some of the things you've said, and I've got some more questions for you, and we have a half hour left, so we've got to try to get to it all before the third hour.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all right. It's all right. Stay tuned, everybody. Sonny Landham, action movie star, back with us right after this.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Are you worried about America? Do you fear the power of the Obama brigades to take away your rights? The Obama presidency is the most radical left-wing administration in American history. Our constitutional liberties are in danger. What can you do? Join the Council of Conservative Citizens. For over 20 years, the CFCC has fought for the rights and ideals of the European American majority. The CFCC has won legal and political battles to protect your heritage and your liberties. The CFCC advocates strong state governments over the power of Washington, D.C. to rule your life. The CFCC believes in an American first foreign and domestic policy which opposes globalism and one world government. The CFCC advocates racial integrity as God's natural order. Visit our website today at www.cfcc.org and join fellow European Americans in the fight for our people.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
They don't cry.
get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397. Big
girls don't. All right, everybody, welcome back. My good friend Sonny Landham on the show tonight. You've seen him in Predator, starring with Arnold Schwarzenegger. You've seen him in Lockup, starring with Sylvester Stallone. You've seen him in many other of the big action movies of the 80s. I want to give you his website, sonnylandham.com. And Sonny, you were holding court there for part of the last segment, and I want to chime in very quickly.
All right.
You mentioned, well, you know, I want to say first that when it comes to the political issues of our days, me and you and the audience of this show are in near unison, no matter what it is. We're in lockstep, except for when it comes to who we're going to vote for. You know, that's the one thing, the one issue where it seems as though we scatter like fish in a net. I get emails from people all the time who say, listen, I'm voting for Romney because he's the lesser of two evils. Then listeners of this show, a paleo conservative show, lesser of two evils, I'm voting for Romney. People like me who typically go the third party route saying, listen, I'm going to vote my conscience and I'm going to vote for the best candidate out there. I'm going to vote my convictions and let the chips fall where they may. And then there are some people out there, people that I respect a great deal, who say, listen, if the best the Republicans can do is Romney, I'm just gonna vote for the worst, and I'm gonna let the bad times roll, and I'm gonna vote for Obama to stick it to the Republicans for not giving us better conservative choices than Romney and McCain. And I know, Sonny, you know, you were a man who ran as a libertarian or as an independent for governor of Kentucky. You were doing exceedingly well in a three-way race between the Republican and the Democrat.
They became all upset.
Right.
Look at Ron Paul's, you know, foreign policy. You know, he doesn't think, because see.
Now say that, and I will admit to you that I voted for Ron Paul. Now I am with Ron Paul, on a lot of issues.
I'm just talking about his foreign policy. I agree with him economically, but when you have what you have to realize, and you have to have studied the Muslim religion and who Muhammad was. Muhammad was an ignorant thug who set up a religion, which was a political organization. It was under the guise of being a religion. And his thing was, you start out and you try to convert everyone you can to the Muslim religion. Anyone that you cannot convert, you kill. And then you keep moving on. And you convert, kill, and move on. This is the idea of the Muslim religion. Now, what Romney is sitting back doing, instead of saying, you know, in the tone of the convention, instead of saying Hussein Obama is a bald-faced black liar, and his kind always lie, and we're talking when it's his kind, we're talking about the communist in this country and anywhere else. Now, Muslim religion teaches you cannot lie in the Quran to a fellow Muslim. That's a sin. But infidels are not Muslims, and it's okay to lie to them. So how can you negotiate with them? You can't. And I said back when I was running for the Senate, I said what we ought to do is blow all of these towel heads, rag heads, camel dung shovelers, camel dung shovelers, back into the sand. And the reporter asked me, he says, why did you use camel dung shovelers? I said, do you prefer towel heads?
Hey, wait, Sonny, I gotta say this. I remember I remember that. And there was a limousine from Fox News waiting for you outside of your home. And before you got into the limousine, you appeared with us on this radio show to announce your candidacy right before Pat Buchanan came on. And that was back in 2006, I believe. 2006? 2008?
Well, for the 2008 campaign.
So 2008, that's right.
2007.
Right, correct. Well, I remember that, and I'm sure that didn't go over too well with the media, but I will agree with you this. If you're going to go to war to win, and not to engage in a police action, which is basically everything we've done since World War II. Now, again, I will say, for the record, again, there is a big discrepancy in our own audience, which is basically in lockstep down the line on issues with regards to where they vote. Now, you're a Bachman guy, I'm a Ron Paul guy, but we still agree fundamentally on the issues. But Sonny, I got to get back to a couple of things.
We're the candidate. We're in a situation right now where you can't even talk about the candidate, because what we are up against, if you love America, if you are a patriot, you have to vote against Obama. This is the only thing Romney needs to run on. I ain't Hussein Obama. And this is why he's going to win. I have figured that he's going to win between 322 electoral votes.
Now, you told me this on the phone earlier this week. You think Romney's going to take 300 electoral votes?
I think he's going to take between 300 and 322.
He is not going to take that unless he differentiates himself from McCain, and that is, McCain ran a campaign where he would rather lose than be called a racist. McCain ran a campaign where all he did was compliment Obama. You know, never before in the history of presidential politics was a campaign so complimentary towards an opponent as was McCain's to Obama. And, you know, Romney needs to hit Obama where he's vulnerable.
Is everybody is walking around on eggshells.
Correct.
Because he's black. I don't care what his color is. He's an asshole. Excuse my French. But when you look at the polls and you go through all the numbers on Obama, his polls are sucking the south end of a northbound horse. Why? But they come to the question. Now, how do you like? What do you think about Obama personally? Oh, I loves the man. Oh, he's such a nice man.
Right.
Well, what do you think about his wife? Oh, she's such a wonderful person. Why? Because people are afraid. Excuse me, of being called a bigot.
Right.
You know, I don't like you. You know, it's like the guy said, you fired me because I was black. He said, wrong. I hired you because you were black.
Right.
I fired you because you weren't worth a darn. Well, this is how it is with Obama. Nobody knew him. He sucked in all these liberals and young people. Well, all the young people that voted for him, they can't get a job now. All these blacks that, you know, ran out there and voted for it, they're running about 14-15% unemployment. All of these Hispanics that he's trying to get, there's over 11%. And you talk about the schools, you know, we're rated 17th in the world and this, that, and the other. Why? Because your minority students are the ones who are not graduating high school. They're the ones that can't read. You know, let's call a spade a spade. You cannot turn out here and decrease the workforce. There's the 40% of the workforce is not working today. 40%. And that's the lowest that it's ever been since the Depression. And if you go on and you try to give all this money, People have been going 99 weeks on unemployment, and then they've gone on disability. You can't do it. And there's going to have to be radical changes. We have 2,200 agencies, over 22 in the federal government. We need to shut down over 2,000 of them.
Right.
And cut out all the regulations. You know, like George Wallace said, states' rights today, states' rights tomorrow, states' rights forever.
Another great Southerner.
Yes.
Hey, Sonny, hang on, my friend. And Orville Faubus, too. Let's not forget him. Hey, we got to take a break. The music is playing. I got a couple of questions for you. I got to get you on the record on these questions when we come back. So stay tuned. Folks, we got one more segment and one more segment only with Sonny Landham. So stay tuned for it. We'll be bringing it your way right after these words. We'll return.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well. Or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur. Or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up three or four times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to cardioprim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044.
A backpack is more than just a bag, it's a statement. Whether you're a student or a professional, are traveling the world or commuting to work, Teton Sports offers a wide variety of backpacks, each of which is lightweight and durable. The book bag backpacks weigh only 1.5 pounds and come in solid pink, blue, red, or black. The session bags have eye-catching designs, adding a touch of style in pink and white or in black. Each is great for kids or adults who need a versatile, resilient, and eye-catching bag. The professional and the executive are sleek, sturdy backpacks with numerous uses. Whether you're hiking in the mountains or packing for an important business trip, these bags have plenty of room. Not only are the backpacks comfortable and lightweight, but they're large enough to fill all your needs. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, duffels, tents, cots, camp pads, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, we're back. It's hard to believe that 45 minutes of this hour has already come and gone, but we have one more fleeting segment with Sonny Landham. And Sonny, I've got to get your take on a few questions. So we got to be succinct here. I want to remind you that of a couple of things that took place at the Democratic Convention. I want to get your commentary on it. Because again, as I say, our audience is split between those who would vote for the Republican candidate because he's slightly better than Obama, those who are going to vote third party because they're going to vote their convictions, those who would even vote, and believe me, there are some going to vote for Obama because just despite the Republican Party. But here's what I would say. At the Democratic Convention, Sonny, the Democrats went through their platform and took out any and every reference to God. The word God does not appear in the Democratic platform now. After
Not only that, they took out Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Which is interesting because they should know where their bread is buttered. But abortion. They strengthened their plank on abortion, and they have basically, as far as their platform is concerned, eradicated any right of the father. Basically, the father has no right in determining what happens to his unborn child. They also strengthened their plank on sodomy or homosexual rights. So your thoughts on that as it applies to the presidential election, Sonny?
Well, this answers the question about your people who haven't decided how they're going to vote. Are you a patriot? You know, this is an election that you don't think of the candidate. You have to think of America. And will America stand? Under Obama, it will not. When it took them three times on that vote, and all three times, the nays had it against putting God back in, putting Jerusalem as the capital. And when it showed on television, the people that were up there had Arab Democrats for Obama or something like that. And these Arabs were up there yelling, no, no, nay, 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 and screaming. They had Sandra, and I'm going to spell her name, F-L-U-C-K, Fluke,
very good.
I mispronounced it with you the other day on the phone, you said. You know, here she is a graduate from law school. Now, I have no grounds about her being a graduate from a law school, but here she is at a Catholic, Georgetown University, a Catholic law school, and she's out there talking like she graduated in how to be a prostitute, right, not how to be a lawyer. You know, her politics are her business. But why should people pay for people's contraceptives? That's not one of my things my tax dollars should go for. And these people, you know, and all these giveaways and giving away to the Arab Brotherhood. This is what we're up against. And if Obama wins, if Hussein Obama wins, you may as well just open your wallet and give it to these welfare women and college students to go buy their contraceptives, you know, $9 a month. and take their birth control pills, we may as well go over there and nuke Jerusalem. I mean, not Jerusalem, but Israel ourselves. Because that is the policy. We don't care whether they go or not. We want them eradicated. Or Obama wants them eradicated. You know, he's against Israel. Now, if you're for Israel, if you believe in God,
hey, Sonny, I got to work this in.
Okay,
I got to work this in, or else I wouldn't be doing my service as a host here. All right, so we've talked about the Democrats strengthening their position on abortion, strengthening their position on homosexual marriage. Which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Sonny himself emailed to me earlier this year a very good essay on the issue of so-called homosexual, let's call them what they are, sodomites' rights. So we know where the Democrats stand. But let me, you know, with regards to racism, Sonny, a new poll came out, and this was a mainstream poll. It was a CNN poll, I believe. Romney, as of last week, post-convention, post-Republican, post-Democrat convention, Romney is polling 0% of the black vote. George Bush, by comparison, polled, I believe, 10%. McCain polled 4%. 0% for Romney. But according to the media, that is not racist whatsoever.
Here's what you're doing. This is CNN. They construe polls to show the way that they want them to work. And you saw that Gallup came out with Romney ahead and the Obama administration went after him. And the Justice Department, you know, Holder, he's like Jesse James without a mask. He turned around and entered into a lawsuit against, you know, the Gallup polling, you know, supporting a lawsuit. Now, look at the states, look at the people, and I'm telling you right now, you can put your life. Obama's bringing up all these other things because he doesn't have anything to run on with the economy, and now his foreign policy has fallen apart. You know, his Arab Brotherhood have turned on him. And they're saying, they're not against America. They were against this film. Nobody's seen that film that they're talking about. And if they do, they don't care. So what they're going to have to do is, and a lot of people out there talking about, yeah, I like Obama because they don't want to be called a bigot.
Right.
And what you're going to find, there are not enough people interested. These big college graduates who did support him are sitting there, can't get a job, moving back in with their parents. It's over. I mean, the American people are not that stupid. And for you to, for them to think that the Sandra Flux of the world, you know, can lead them or whoever these airhead actresses are up there that say they speak for women.
Jessica Alba, Eva Longoria, and Scarlett Johansson, according to the Democratic Convention, they all spoke there.
Yeah, these people all spoke. But, you know, words mean nothing. And you're listening to it over the mainstream media that this is how it was taken. No, that wasn't how everybody took it. What they don't like they took God out of their platform. They don't like that they took Jerusalem, removed that as being the capital of Israel. And they don't approve of the abortion. Now, this is going to kill him at the polls. And the inside polls that we never get, that go to the campaigns, Obama is losing. It's going to be the whole thing is going to wind up about 52-47.
Well, we'll see. I'll tell you this, Sonny. We will see. I don't think, like John McCain, I don't think that Mitt Romney is going to hit Obama where he's vulnerable, and therefore I don't think he is going to mobilize his base, and let's face it, instead of pandering to the votes that Romney will never get, he needs to be pandering to the historical base of the Republican Party, at least over the course of the past 40 years. You know, we know, and I don't believe that CNN much manipulated that poll. I mean, it's 10% or less of blacks are going to vote for Romney, and it's probably 5%.
You know, I mean, you take Herman Cain and Adam West, that knocks out 100%. So it's not that right there. Now, here's the other thing that
We got about 1 minute left, Sonny. We got about 1 minute.
All right. Your audience are patriots, and they have to understand that they're going to have to stand up for America in this election and vote for Romney. They have to get this man, Obama, out. Give my love to your mother and father and to Dana and your daughter. Tell them I love them all, and I look forward to seeing all of you real soon.
Hey, Sonny, we will, and my love to yours as well. We got Eddie the Bombardier Miller here from one Kentucky boy to the other. He says hello. He's going to be with me in the third hour. We're going to be talking much more about all of this during the third and final hour tonight. But, Sonny, we love you. Thank you for coming on tonight. We covered a lot of ground. We're going to be recovering it in the third hour, folks, so stay tuned. And in the meantime, SonnyLandham.com, go buy a copy of Predator and bask in the glow of the brilliance of Sonny Landham.
Love you, and God bless you, buddy. God bless your family.
We'll talk to you soon, Sonny. Take care, my friend.
Bye-bye.
All right, there he was, ladies and gentlemen, Sonny Landham, sonnylandham.com. We're going to be talking more about his interview during the third hour, so stay tuned. I agreed with a lot of what Sonny said. There was some that I didn't, and we will cover what I didn't in the third hour. But we always want to give our guest the benefit of the doubt. We always want to give our guest the courtesy of being a guest in our home or on the air. And so we gave him the right to speak his mind. That's what courteous hosts do. We'll be back, though, with the third and final hour. Stay tuned.